Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down where you will not be disturbed. In a moment, you are going to become extremely relaxed. You will always remain in control. Now, lift up your eyes and find a spot on the wall or somewhere in front of you, slightly above your eye level. We are going to take 3 deep breaths together. We are going to do that while you are focusing on your chosen spot in front of you. Ready? Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now, that's it. Looking right up at your chosen spot in front of you, take another deep breath. Here we go. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now. And now the third and the deepest breath. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And this time, as you exhale, allow your eyes to close. Just allow yourself to relax completely. Allow each and every breath you take to help you relax more and more. And every word I say and every breath you take takes you down deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now direct your attention to your eyelids. Relax those eyelids completely. You are in control. Relax the muscles around your eyes to the point where they absolutely will not work. In a moment, I am going to tell you to test those eyelids, and I want you to test them only when you're absolutely certain they will not work. Do you understand? Nod your head. Keep relaxing the muscles around your eyes to the point where those eye muscles won't work. When you're absolutely sure they won't work, test them. All right, stop testing them. Get complete relaxation in those muscles around the eyes. Now, let that feeling of relaxation wash over your entire body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, allowing every single muscle to go completely loose and limp. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. In just a moment, I am going to ask you to open your eyes and close them. When you close your eyes, you are going to be able to relax 10 times deeper than you are already relaxed. Now, open your eyes and close them. Going down deeper and deeper. Feeling 10 times more relaxed. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. The deeper you go, the deeper you want to go. in a moment, we are going to do this again. And when we do it the second time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling covered with a blanket of relaxation. In a moment, we are going to do this one more time. And when we do it the third time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling the waves of relaxation washing over your body, taking you down deeper and deeper into relaxation and helping you to access all of your subconscious and superconscious resources and to program your subconscious mind with the changes you desire to experience. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. You find that you can. With every breath you exhale, with every word I say, you go down deeper and deeper. Every breath you exhale, taking you down deeper and deeper, where you can feel better. And the deeper you go, the more confident, the more comfortable, the more secure you become. Now, that's complete physical relaxation. But I want to show you how you can get mental relaxation as well as physical. You are doing wonderfully with a physical relaxation. Now you are going to relax mentally. This is how we are going to do it. I am going to begin counting from 100 backwards. And you can count aloud together with me. Each time I say a number, I'm going to say deeper, relax. I want you to focus on that number in your mind and say it with me, followed by the words deeper, relax. Each time we say a number, double your relaxation. And by the time we get down to 96, you'll be so relaxed. There won't be any more numbers. You can make it happen, want it to happen, and watch it happen. Let's start counting. 100. Deeper, relaxed. Double your relaxation and watch the numbers start disappearing. 99. Deeper, relax. The numbers are disappearing now. There's absolutely nothing you want more other than relaxation. 98. Deeper, relax. The numbers are vanishing now. Every breath taking you down deeper and deeper. Feeling more comfortable, more secure. 97. Deeper, relaxed. Make the numbers disappear now, feeling so good, so confident, so secure. 96. Deeper, relaxed. Just push all the numbers completely out of your mind, if you had not already, and notice how good you feel. You are now in an ideal state of mind for learning, so you may want to anchor this state by making a gesture with your hand, perhaps putting the first three fingers of your hand together, so that you can access it later at any time you desire. To enter this state of mind immediately, all that you will need to do is make the same gesture, and you will find yourself as deeply relaxed and focused as you are now, having complete access to your subconscious and superconscious mind. For the purpose of memorizing new material, accessing the material that you have already memorized, or for the purpose of accessing the knowledge from your superconscious mind. Whether you are learning new material by listening to a lecture, reading a textbook, or engaging in some physical activities that involve learning, you will learn much faster if at the time of absorbing new information, you are in this relaxed and focused state of mind, allowing all the information you need to become deeply impressed upon your subconscious mind. Your intent to master specific area of study will alert your subconscious mind to pay particular attention to what is important for you. Before you begin reading your study book, listening to the lecture, or engaging in learning that involves physical activity, simply consider, what do you desire to get out of it? What is your intent and purpose for learning it? When you engage in learning new material, some may be completely new to you, but most of it will have some association to the material that you already know. Becoming aware of associations, patterns, and connections between different subject areas will greatly accelerate your learning process. Patterns express everywhere in nature, and consequently will be present in some way in all of your learnings. Noticing them and understanding them, realizing how one thing relates to another, will help you to grasp the underlying laws and principles and absorb new material faster, because it will make sense to you. Patterns are the language through which any form of art or science expresses. For example, the language of math can express through grammar structure of any spoken language. It can express through music. It can express through body movement, whether in dance or in any sports activity. It can express through paintings and sculpture, as it does throughout all nature. Most of us have certain affinities and preferences for learning. By being aware of the underlying patterns, you can use your favorite forms of expression to help you overcome inner obstacles and master new material by overlapping the patterns from the subject area that is easy and feels natural to you, to the one that seems challenging. This also allows you to engage your whole brain, or rather your whole body, in the learning process, at the same time helping you to impress new learnings deeper into your subconscious mind and to retrieve it effortlessly. For example, if you are musically inclined, you can associate the formula you need to remember with a song, or create a song out of any material you need to remember. If you like to dance, you can dance the sequence you need to remember and keep it in your body. Your subconscious mind does not store information only in your brain, but in your entire body. If you like to draw, you can make wild, colorful, dramatic images of the concepts and formulas you need to remember, and even make them move, sing, and dance, and interrelate. In this way, you can bring life to the material that may have seemed dead or boring, and therefore impossible to master. If you are attempting to grasp the relation or the reaction between two different things in your learning, or even the natural logical progression of one element of your learning, you can imagine how would it express if it had a personality. If there are several elements involved, imagine them interacting as different people would, and notice what happens. You can even communicate with them in your mind, as if you would communicate with any other person. This may bring you any insights you may need to grasp the subject matter you are studying. The words and formulas on paper in a textbook you may be studying may look like lifeless representations, yet they do stand for something that is very much alive, and you may rest assured that the person who originally came up with all those wonderful learnings had some passion for that subject matter. He saw something wonderfully alive and beautiful in it that captured his imagination and led to any breakthrough discoveries. Your mind is the most amazing tool. It knows of no boundaries of time and space. It has no limitations as to what you can accomplish with it. If you get stuck with the material you study, you can even engage in a process of communicating with the author, connecting with the mind of the person who came up with the brilliant ideas you are mastering. You can of course use the same method should you desire to explore the mind of your teacher and get some insight into the questions that may appear on any tests you may have, as well as the correct answers. To do this, all you need to do is imagine that you are putting the author's or your teacher's head on your own, and that you are now looking through the eyes of this author or your teacher and thinking with his mind. You may also imagine stepping into this person's body. What happens in this imaginary process is that you are temporarily merging your energy field with that of this individual and enabling yourself to access information that is stored in it. As you ask the question to which you desire an insight, just allow any impressions to form in your mind without censoring them. They may be verbal, visual, or come in form of sensations. When you are done, thank the person for the information provided and simply step out of that person's body, or imagine taking the person's head off yours and returning it to that person. This ensures that you are disconnecting energetic contact with this person. Even when you are learning completely new material, whether in sciences or in arts, that may be unrelated to anything you have ever learned before, you can begin with grasping the main concept, the overall structure and purpose of the whole material, the essential building blocks out of which the whole area of learning is developed. Understanding and mastering the essence, the soul, the spirit, the structure, the basics will help you to express more complex form of the art or science you are learning. When people spend a long time doing something, it becomes a part of them and they express it naturally. If it's some ability others don't have, they may look upon this person as having a particular talent, as if this person were born with those skills and learnings. At the core of any talent is individual's genuine interest in the subject matter, even to the point that such interest so much preoccupies this person's mind that he is at some level identified with it. When you identify with the subject matter you study, you bring it closer to you, and even more, you become it, and it becomes a natural expression of you. While you may still dedicate your life to refining and improving your self-expression in any way that meets your goals, the process begins with identifying with what you desire to express within you, experiencing it internally. Your outer world merely reflects your inner world. Identifying with something internally will remove any external obstacles. If you want to be a magician, the first step is to imagine, feel and experience yourself as a magician within you. In this way you begin to think, feel and act as a magician. In a way, it's as if you put on a magician's clothes. In effect, you have chosen to embrace and express the energy field of a magician, allowing you to express as a magician. If you want to rapidly master any language, the first step is to imagine, feel and experience yourself within your mind as a native of the country where such language is spoken. Your subconscious mind will accept anything as real that you choose to pretend in your mind to be real for you. As you pretend that you were born with specific talents, interests and affinities, your subconscious mind will completely open to any information and experiences that will enable you to fully actualize that ability. If the language you are mastering is not an actual language spoken, you can still imagine that you were born into an imaginary world where this specific ability or learning was taught to everyone from the moment they were born, just the way we are taught to walk, and where this specific area of study or ability is considered to be a piece of cake. imagining everyone in your environment able to easily master what you desire to master will create a logical sequence and association in your subconscious. If everyone can do this easily and naturally, and you are created in the same way as they are, then most certainly you can do it too. As you see this ability being part of your natural heritage, a legacy from your culture, even if it is an imaginary one, you will enable your subconscious mind to fully open and allow you to master your subject area as easily and effortlessly as possible. Playing with timelines will allow you to take even greater advantage of this process. In a moment, I will guide you through this process, which will allow you to create a new neural pathway, so to speak. You can repeat the process with any learning and ability you desire to develop and master. Whether your interest is in mastering different subjects in the area of arts and sciences, or different roles you play in your daily life, the process will enable you to cut the time it takes to practice and internalize any specific ability, so that expressing this ability becomes your second nature, and so that it can be as easy for you as anything else you are able to do today effortlessly. Now, I would like you to imagine yourself traveling back into the past, way back to the time just before you were born. Think of the subject area you desire to master, and imagine and pretend that you are now actually getting born into this world, into the culture where everyone can easily express this ability or learning, where this ability will be a part of your heritage, and everyone, including you, in this culture is considered to possess this particular talent, which is taught to and encouraged in all children from the earliest age, while their minds are fully open to absorb any new learnings effortlessly. Imagine yourself growing in this world, learning and mastering this ability. As a small child, all your toys and games are in some way associated with practicing, mastering, and expressing this ability of your choice. Imagine yourself now as vividly as you can, playing with other children games that allow you to master this new learning. You are inspired and motivated to excel in it, because each time you get better and better, you get rewarded in some wonderful way, and it makes you feel so good about yourself and about your life. The better you are getting in mastering this area of study, the more pleasurable associations you have to it, and this all encourages you to do even better. It is one wonderful positive loop, a spiral of never-ending improvements and achievements. As you are growing up, you are practically bombarded with information related to this area of study. Everyone around you is talking about it. It is in the news, in the newspapers, on TV. It is the main theme of the movies, cartoons, and comedies. All the songs you hear revolve around this area of study, around this ability, and it is the essence of all artistic expression, from dances to theatrical performances, to paintings and sculptures. This subject of your study is present in every aspect of your life. You live it, you breathe it, and you express it in some way through everything you think and do. It is an essential part of who you are, what you identify with. As you are becoming older, you are receiving more and more recognitions for your achievements. You are becoming renowned as a true master of this subject, and people are coming from everywhere to ask for your advice, for your recommendations, for your assistance. You feel so good that you are able to offer something to the world, to make the lives of so many people better, to make this world a better place through your contributions, to leave your own legacy. And it makes all the effort you put into learning this subject area worth it. It also encourages you to dedicate your life to constant and never-ending improvement, to keep on learning, realizing that there is always something new and exciting to learn, and to become better and better at what you do, discovering a great joy in your ability to learn and master anything you put your mind to, and feeling waves of great pleasure washing over you every time you're able to express your new learnings masterfully. You will retain all the insights and learnings you have gained in this mental journey, and return your awareness to the room and the world where your body is resting, to the present time. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 5. By the time I get to 5, you will be wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful in every way. You will feel much better than before you started this session. 1. Feel the wave of energy moving through your body. 2. Every part of your body feeling more alive and energized. 3. Reorienting to your room completely now. 4. Bringing the sense of well-being with you. 5. Eyes open now, wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling greatly loved, feeling wonderful in every way, feeling much better than before. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Laura DiGiorgio.